depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the what? The eyes of the Lord are where? And we've learned about the righteous. And his ears upon their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that what? To cut off the what? To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now, some people might have had problems with this word right here. Right here it says, many shall wax worse and worse and away. Well, that's not God. Everybody say, many shall wax worse and worse and then away. Now, here's a scripture that will back that up for you. God's telling us again. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears is unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. You got to learn what walking in righteousness is, walking in the will of God, walking in the word of God, knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. Those that do evil are those that stray from the perfect will of God. Evil, wickedness and evil is crookedness, perversions. You know, you're perverted from the perfect path that God has for you. Somebody say detours. When God sets out a plan for people and a path of provision for people, God will send his word and say, this is the way, walk ye therefore in it, walk in this way. And anyone that would come that cause anybody to stumble from walking in that word, from bringing that word to pass, or take sidetracks over here, over there, everywhere, God calls that wickedness and that's evil. Yeah. Amen. And we've seen evil. You catch it everywhere you go. The devil is evil. The devil is wicked. He wants to distort the plan of God in your life. That's what the demons and the devils out there trying to do. They're trying to keep you from heaven. They're trying to keep you from God's best. And they're trying to keep you from walking in the light and trying to bring you to death. They're trying to get you to turn around and go the other way. Isn't that evil? Isn't that evil? Well, God's trying to bless you. And anything that's trying to work against God's perfect will and blessing in your life, you need to look at that as evil. The devil doesn't do anything. Somebody say the devil. So Jesus had a disciple. And God had a plan for Jesus, right? And Jesus said, this is what God's going to do. And it didn't look like it pleased some of the people that he was with. And the disciples said, Lord, be it not unto you, far be that for you, Jesus. Don't let that happen to you. And Jesus turned around and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Somebody say, Satan. Satan, get out of my, devil, get out of my face. Get behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. We got to learn to be bold like Jesus. When people come at you with a bunch of flesh and a bunch of things out of the carnal side, total flesh, be bold in the Lord and the power of his might. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm walking on the right path, and I decide I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to walk in abundance. I'm going to walk in grace. What are you talking about? You don't savor the things that be of God. You savor the things that be of man. God delivered you from the world. You savor not the things of God, but the things that be of men. Anything contrary to scripture, not popular opinion. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heaven and high places. And the devil gets on over in lots of us. Some people are always yielding to the other side. And you got to learn when the devil gets on people. And we won't be so nice with people. People yield their mouth to the devil, and we want to play, and we want to let the devil do whatever he wants to do. And so you let somebody keep prophesying the devil to you. Somebody keep jumping off in the flesh, and you sitting there listening to everything they say while they're in the flesh. That's how Eve messed up. Eve sin. What was the first thing Eve did to mess up? Listened. That's how she messed up, listening to the devil. Listen, just talking to him. Talking to the devil, and sooner or later, he convinced her, do this. God didn't say that. Let's rethink this over again. Come on. Sooner or later, because she had developed her faith in the devil and her distrust with God, and then she decided to do something else. And what she did was evil. And because God told her to do one thing, and she decided to do another thing. And that happened because she constantly listened to the devil. Many of you people want to do right, but if you keep on listening to the devil, People that don't have a heart for God, people aren't filled with the Spirit of God, aren't filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, always negative, always in strife, always in doubt, always in unbelief, always contrary to the Word of God. You will ultimately develop faith in what they're speaking about and bring that thing to manifestation. Jesus had to shut his disciple up so he could do what God wanted him to do. How many know Jesus was a nice guy? But that nice guy got bold in the Lord because he was the Lord and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, because you savorest not the things that be of God or what God said, but the things that be of man." People aren't going to give you what God wants you to have. He'll use some people sometime. Amen. God promised you. People come and go. But the Lord will be your strength. You've seen it again and again and again and again and over. How long did it take us to learn those things? Bible tells you, don't put your confidence in men, nor your trust in men, but put your trust in the Lord. Amen. I love you. Don't trust you, but I love you. My confidence is in the will, as in the Word of God.